You there? Call you tomorrow. Hung up. Next day, he called, told me to come over to his Midtown studio. The tape deck and an amplifier. If I wanted to hear some Radtone tapes, of course, all he had in the studio was a record player. My old lady Ann helped me take the stuff uptown and split because Dylan said he was a mule. Dylan began. I sent you around a lot, Al. Bob, let's have the equipment. Okay, I went over the speaker, asked him to disconnect it. He started unscrewing the terminals, heading to lean out. Let me do it, man. I did this thing. This little bit of play acting. The riff about not having a tape recorded in the studio was a clever player designed to convince me. Dylan wasn't into recording conversations, but I didn't go for it and maintained my cool when it came to saying self-incriminating things. We began. What do you think of Tim Leary, Dylan asked? I think he's great, revolutionary, etc., mystical, national hero, witch doctor nation. What do you think? I don't follow politics. How come I find newspapers in your garbage? Not my garbage. Mix all garbage together. Your politics, genocidal. A lot of people I talk to say, you know, the singer I'd interview, you support the war in Vietnam. Only did to get back at the freaks who wouldn't leave me alone in Woodstock. I don't think the fame thing. Fame thing.
Yeah, okay.
Freaks find me everywhere. Get a long-haired wig. They never recognize you. Buy me one. Cash. That lackey was so conservative at the time. He did things together. Nixon later invited him to sing at the White House. Cash
okay.
Still goes out of his way to praise Nixon's genocidal policies at his concerts. Now, what should I say? That's past, or?
No, you could say,
what you said?
Well, I think I might have said that for him, but not for me. I might have said that for him, like.
Okay, so what
should I say? I don't think I should actually say that for him anyway.
Right, what should I say?
I should say, too bad. Well, that ain't good either, man. Like, what? I don't know what to say, man. So, what am I supposed to say?
Cash. So what do you think about Johnny Cash? He's your friend, right?
Well, I can't even answer that, man. I mean, you know, I mean, Johnny Cash has been, I've heard Johnny Cash since I was a kid.
Right, but things have changed.
His music hasn't changed, man. I mean, I still listen to,
I'm not putting Cash down that much, man. I'm saying at the time that,
I dig him, man.
At the time Nashville Skyline was coming out, Cash was a very conservative musician. That's why Nixon invited him to the White House. He changed. Cash was going through a change, whether be it motivated by financial or motivated, you know, just being exposed to the music people the way they are today. We went through some kind of a change, right? So what I'm saying is, at the time, you did things together. I'm not attacking Cash now, but he
I love him, man. I mean, that's it. I just don't... got nothing else to say.
Okay. Man, almost all the other rock poets put you down in their songs. In your own language for your politics. They're just using my phrasing. No, man, they understand what you say. Studying your poetry. And, man, if you really believe in your current bag and want to continue to remain in it, how come you copped out on yourself in your poetry? And the poetry is simple enough that many people understand it. Isn't that indicative of a contradiction in your personality? Now I had Dylan going. He suddenly became very... This is a composite of our two conversations. Now I'm going to say that. You know, I have a little preface to put that it is an exact quote, and it's a composite. I didn't get to that yet, as I didn't finish the last part. Plus a little news release about Don't Expose Me on New Morning. Isn't that indicative of a contradiction in your personality? No,
what did you just say, man? What did all I have to do? That wasn't in the article.
That's going to be in there. This isn't complete. It's about 90% complete. What's left is a little thing saying, this is not Dylan talking. This is my...
I never said Don't Expose Me in New Morning. What's that?
Backwards. You know, you play a part of it backwards.
And it says Don't Expose Me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. Jesus.
It's the same part that, It's the same part that, you know...
Yeah, why don't you play Andy Williams' record backwards, man?
I do play the record backwards, man. It only makes sense in two places. With Mars Invades Us, and only when you slow the words, you know. With Mars Invades Us, and Ain't No Reason to Go Into Town, and that says Don't Expose Me backwards. You know, you know that as well as I do, man, because you put it there.
Okay, go ahead, man.
They're just using my phrasing. No, man, they understand what you're saying the same way I do from telling your poetry. How come you copped out on yourself in your poetry? And the poetry is simple enough that many people understand it. Isn't that indicative of a contradiction in your personality? Now I had Dylan going. He suddenly became very depressed and didn't say anything. He looked hurt. I almost felt sorry for him.
What's that all in see? What's all that shit, man? You just sort of slip in.
That was the second day. That other time, the second meeting, man. You just, after I said that, you just sat there and...
I was thinking about something, man, if I ever just sat there. I mean, I don't...
Closet an effect, man. When I say something, then all of a sudden you go into a fit of depression, man.
No, man, I don't go into fits of depression.
Well, I figured maybe I said something that hit him.
Don't have them, man. Don't have them. You can print it, man, but it's a lie.
I didn't say you looked at... No, that's not true, man. After I said that, you just sat there, and I said, hey, Bob, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, haven't you ever just sat there?
Not when I'm in a conversation. Did you ever hear a reaction time, man? They do tests with people, you know, psychological tests. They say, okay, what do you think of this word? Boy, dog, you know, this, that. You know, then they come out with a heavily weighted word, mother's tits, you know. And the guy says, oh, you know, something like me. You don't say,
okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I almost felt sorry for him. Hey, Bob, you okay, man? Okay. Like a lot of these cats are full of shit, putting you down for not... doing anything when they don't do shit themselves. Remember, Al, I'm not like them. Not fresh out of college.
I don't get that statement at all.
That doesn't make sense, but that's what you said.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You said, remember, Al, I'm not like them.
Well, let's just cut it right there. I'm not fresh out of college, man. That's just a...
But you said fresh out of college. The next time, the next day, you said, Al, a lot of these kids are fresh out of college. We're talking about what you... All right, I'll cut
I think that. You took that out of context.
It's dots. There's dots in between it.
Okay.
Man, you've been telling everyone my interpretations are way off. Let's hear you interpret one of your songs, then I'll interpret it, and we'll see whose interpretation is better. How about tonight I'll be staying with you? Okay, but I feel stupid. Throw my ticket out the window. So we're going...
Oh, dig it. Stop, just for a minute.
Yeah.
There was another thing. Back there someplace on Rolling Stone? You asked me about Rolling Stone. I think you passed. I don't think you read it. Oh, you didn't get it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's hear you. Okay, but I feel stupid. Throw my ticket out the window. So we're down in Nashville, and the train was leaving. I didn't want to go. So I said, hey, man, didn't you once say hand me your money for the line, hand me a ticket? A concert in England. Yeah. So doesn't tickets symbolize money? A ticket is anything you want it to be. You mean your symbolism isn't consistent? It's as consistent as me. So isn't it money? It could be. Dylan then changed the subject. You sure you didn't write any letters about my race? No, man, how many times have I tell you? Like, every letter I ever wrote to you was on Dylan Archive Stationery. Was that? Yes, I got it right here. He couldn't find it. Did you ever write any songs to me? Absolutely not. How about Dear Landlord?
Just say no.
It wasn't written to Grossman, as many people think. I want to get in there when you said Grossman used to speak for me. I wanted to get that in there.
Yeah, but that wasn't about Dear Landlord. That was about something else.
So I'll say, so, Dear, I'll say that, okay? I'll say...
He used to act on my behalf.
It wasn't about you. I didn't know...
I wasn't aware of you then.
Right, I wasn't aware of me. Okay. Throughout our conversation, the phone line constantly, at one point, someone came to the door and handed Dylan a fan letter and a book of poems. He read the fan letter right then and there, handed me the book. Take a look at it. Tell me what you think. Advise me. You're an knowledgeable cat, and I could use some advice, even on politics. Bullshit. I should have a book of my poems out in 2 years, and a book containing all my songs should be out soon, and I'm planning to release that song, You Have a Rat Tape, which is Your Lover Now, as a single. Bullshit.
That's true, man.
I say it's bullshit. We'll see when it happens, man.
Okay.
What do you think about my work, man? Your approach is sincere. Yeah. Okay.
You got this whole thing on tape, huh? I can't believe you, Weberman. I just can't believe you.
Well, I'm not going to... I can't do anything with it, man. Right? I can't do anything with it. So
what, you got the whole thing on tape, huh?
No, I don't. Just the part of it. The tape machine fucked up.
What part did you get?
I don't know.
So are you going to play this for your class?
No,
I'm never going to call you again.
No, I'm
never fucking again.
Class. I'm not going to play it for my class, man. I'm going to, you know... Then I began to tell Bob why I feel the way I do about Third World Liberation. I went into a riff about my visit with a very poor cat in Mexico. Let's write a song together about your trip and we'll split the royalties. Send my cut to Cesar Chavez, man. That's not true. I didn't say that, but, you know, that's how I feel now. So you just tell me what happened to you and I'll do the writing. I was down in Progreso in the Yucatan. I stayed with this laborer, typical Third World scene. Poverty, famine, disease. Like being born into a nightmare. Prolonged death agony. Anyway, the cat became a bracero, a migrant farm worker, so that he wouldn't starve to death. Bracero on his sombrero. This cat thought the communists were little people. He was brainwashed. His pad was next to a garbage dump. Now, you got to convince Americans through this song that they should support wars of Latin national liberation. Dylan came up with a song that went like this. Down in Progreso, a bracero lived in a sombrero full of espresso. You know, how's that?
Yeah, that's all right.
What the fuck is this, man? No one is ever going to be convinced of anything when you write that abstractly. It's my thing, Al. know anything about the other books being written about me? Well, Robert Shelton told us Caduto and Toby Thompson doing books. I know Tony. He says he's going around talking to all your friends, Jack Elliott, Mackenzie, etc., and your old lovers, since you were Taylor, Joni Baez, collecting information about you. He said he would have studied your lyrics, but he knew he couldn't get permission to reprint them. That's not the reason. He could never figure them out. He'll only come up with rumors. He did a pretty good job, though. Man, I think you're a fucking reactionary. You don't use your influence to save lives. Man, look at all the death around us. Look what just happened in Pakistan. That was a result of capitalism. The people were so poor they couldn't cope with a natural disaster. I wonder why the good Lord wanted all those people to die. You don't. I do. But how about with God on our side? I wasn't thinking that.
I don't think I said that. I think you made that up.
I said, I made up, how about with God on your side? I said, how about that interview back in 64 with Mr. Jones of Melody Maker magazine, is what I said, you know. But I didn't, but I figured that it would be better, more people would be hip to with God on our side, you know. But you did say I wasn't thinking then. In other words, I didn't say, I said, how about that, what you said to Mr. Jones, if it was very esoteric.
Well,
but that's what you said, man. I wasn't thinking that. So what should I say? So what do you want me? I'll change it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what you changed it to, but I don't remember saying that in that context.
So what should I change it to? You do believe in God, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do.
So you know, see, that evidently you were, at one time you didn't, right? You said, that's what you said in some statements, right? You said,
yeah.
I believe in God.
Yeah.
So, evidently, if you do now, you don't then. You weren't.
Well, I must have then, too.
What?
I must have then, too.
Okay, I'll put that in. How about using some of your $5 million to save lives? I don't have that much. Bullshit, I got inside information, you millionaire pig. I didn't call you a pig, but, you know, that's how I felt. And you never do any benefits. Then there's your apolitical lyrics. Everyone who heard Nashville Skyline said, Dylan's in a mellow head. He's singing about love. You cut your hair, cut off all your hair.